Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hi there, or like they say nowadays, hey, like, yo. Here we are, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm John Marino. We are broadcasting live from Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla at our biannual. We do it twice every summer. Second time, summer of 2018, we are here. Our movie night under the stars, also made possible by Entergy here in Valhalla. And also here at Westchester Talk Radio, we are produced by Sharka Creative, made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, the White Plains Hospital, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson Oil. A download of the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Our producer engineer is Matthew Kahan, our executive producer Andrew Castellano, and our Westchester Talk Radio booth boss, the lady running our booth here tonight in Valhalla, is Danielle Natoli. We thank you one and all. Our movie night Under the Stars, also produced and put together by sponsored by a variety of around Westchester and Lower Hudson Valley area businesses like Zaccanino Electric, Hamlet Hub, Applebee's over in Hawthorne, Inspiria, the Westchester County Parks Department, Parks Recreation and Conservation, to be exact, Boston Children's Health Physicians, also the MTA, Metro North Railroad, going your way, and radio stations like The Peak 107.1 and WHUD 100.7 FM. Special thanks to County Executive Georgia Latimer for all of his hard work in helping us put this night together as well. Every time we come here over in Valhalla at the Kensico Dam Plaza, of course, the County Executive George Latimer, his first year on the job, he has helped us put together both nights here in Valhalla in the summer of 2018. Another sponsoring business, and they have their booth set up here as well too, is Westchester Circus Arts. We are joined by the creator and owner of Westchester Circus Arts. Discover what you can do. The rather swank Hillary Sweeney. You're kind of like a Hillary Swank, right, Hillary?
Yes.
Yeah, now I watched you a few minutes ago. You were kind of getting ready for the night's activities. It looked like you were walking on a tightrope of lumber. Tell us about that.
So we do have a portable tight wire set up here for the kids to try
made
along
with us. Made
of lumber
or wire?
Wire.
Wire,
it's, yes.
Okay.
It's, the lumber you saw was probably our stilts. We do have stilts made out of wood as well. So, yeah, it's a 2.5-foot wire, just like a real tight wire that you would see in a circus. And some tightrope walkers cross between the World Trade Center over Niagara Falls. And here we're two feet off the ground, a little safer distance to learn.
Now, my father said to me a few weeks ago, he says, you know, with the business you work in and the hours you work here, there, and everywhere, you can probably sleep on a clothesline. I wish he were here to see you, because you can walk on a clothesline, I guess.
You could say that, yes.
Yeah. Now, how long did it take you to learn how to do this?
Many years of practice.
Many years of practice. Did you kind of slip and fall a few times and get back
there's
up?
There's definitely falling involved before
how
you
long
get it
did
right.
It take you before you felt like kind of like roller skating or riding a bike and being, I remember the first time I was free on a bike where my trainer let me go and I was riding, and I turned around a few blocks later and I said, gee, nobody's hanging on or running with me. How long did it take you to do that?
Probably in about the first year.
And how long have you been doing this for now?
About five
years.
This discipline.
Okay.
Yeah. Other disciplines much longer.
But all the kids who come up tonight and who have come up in the past, do any of them really come up knowing how to do it, or do they kind of really get the hang of it working with you in kind of a one-night stand, so to speak?
There are some short-term gratification moments that happen, like...
What's a short-term gratification moment?
In the case of the tight wire, they walk across holding my hand, but, you know, after a few tries, I start to have them stand on one leg and...
It's kind of like me learning how to ride a bike, right?
Yeah.
Frankie Lelio wasn't there anymore.
Yes,
like, Frankie,
exactly.
Where'd you go? And he was two blocks away waving at me, and I knew how to ride a bike then.
Same thing.
There you
thing.
Go. Right,
yeah.
same. I took it to I guess some extremes at a young age, which I shouldn't have done, but you know what? You kind of get a little, you think you're a little too crafty at a young age, I think. Do the kids get a little too crafty up there?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And kind of like, oh, I can do this. And
we have to reel them in, yep.
Yeah, you got to go pick them up, right? There you go. I had to get picked up a few times, too, with my bicycle along the way. So there you go. Westchester Circus Arts. Where are you based? In Nyack, from what I understand, in Rockland County, right?
Actually, it's Westchester-based, and I live personally. I live in Nyack.
In Nyack, yeah. So that's your home office,
the home
right?
Home office, you could say, but okay. Really all the activity
And you
happens.
Go anywhere up and down the Hudson Valley,
yes.
Right? It's kind of like Westchester Talk Radio. We bring the radio station to you. You bring the circus to wherever it happens to be.
Exactly.
Like a party, for example?
Yes, a party. We do children's birthday parties, adult birthday parties as well.
Adult yeah. birth. That should yeah. be, I bet those are interesting.
They are. They're fun.
Well,
yeah,
because no alcohol
kids
allowed,
need,
I hope.
Adults need to have fun, too, and do
right.
something new, and, you know, so...
That you can learn to tight, I guess, kind of walk this tightrope at any age, right?
Yes,
like you
that's
did.
Right.
How old were you when you learned?
Well, tight wire came a little later. For me, it was ballet first and then aerial. I'm actually an aerialist by trade. And, yeah, tight wire, I learned about 5 years ago. Aerial, I've been doing for 16 years.
So you've been in Tarrytown, I guess, around the area. You've worked in Katona also, too?
Yep. We have a circus tent now as well. So we do a summer camp in our circus tent, and that goes, that
at
could travel.
Where that, is that?
That one is in Katona.
In Katona?
Yep,
okay.
At the Harvey School.
And what's, oh, at the Harvey School.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great hockey rink there.
Yeah, they do.
What's in Tarrytown? What do you have there?
Tarrytown, we have an after-school program.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to learn circus arts during the year, as just like you would learn soccer or dance, we teach circus arts, aerial arts, tight wire, juggling, and that's at the Tarrytown JCC.
Westchester Circus Arts, no animals, but the circus of the future, right?
Yes.
No circus
yes.
animals allowed, right? I didn't
no
think
elephants,
so.
Just
yeah,
relevance.
No elephants, just, well, if you're a few pounds overweight, you kind of sub as a human elephant in a way, right? I guess I could get in there like that, right?
Oh,
well, I'm
no.
working on the weight just a bit. There you go. All right, now, to contact Westchester Circus Arts for your next party or event, what should we do?
WestchesterCircusArts.com is our website, and our fall schedule will be up there in about a week, and all of our parties and programs, adult classes, kids classes, schedules are up there as well.
And your director is Carlo Pellegrini. You can contact Carlo online, Carlo, at WestchesterCircusArts.com. The number, 914-275-5711, 914-275-5711. Creator, owner, Westchester Circus Arts, Hillary Sweeney. Our thanks to you here in Valhalla at Movie Night Under the Stars, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are Westchester Talk Radio. I'm John Marino. Movie Night Under the Stars 2 for this summer of 2018, ironically featuring the Paddington Bears. Paddington 2, the movie, coming up about 7 o'clock tonight. If you are listening or watching us on social media on live, come on over.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
I'm John Marino. We are Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Tensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. Movie Night Under the Stars, our second edition this summer. We do it twice every summer here at Westchester Talk Radio. Under the auspices of Entergy and Westchester Talk Radio, is produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center, by Wartburg, by Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. We are joined now. Oh, by the way, our showing tonight at 7 o'clock, those lovable Paddington Bears, they are back in the movie, Paddington 2. If you are watching us on social media or listening live, come on over to Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla to watch Paddington 2. Got to tell you a quick story. I became familiar with the Paddingtons back in the 90s with an older girlfriend, and she knew where the Paddington Bears section was at Macy's in Yorktown Heights, top floor, all the way in the back over at Jefferson Valley Mall. Now they no longer have the Paddington section there, but whenever I go to that mall, I go up to Macy's, I go to the old exact spot, I call her and say, hey, guess where I am? And she says, shut up, you doofus. And she hangs up. And there you go. Well, deservedly so, I guess, right? I just can't resist doing that to her. I'm sorry, but she's not here tonight, but the Paddingtons are. And you know what? Great to have with us right now here, Brittany Brandwine from the White Plains BID, the Business Improvement District in the city of White Plains. Brittany is the Director of Events and Business Promotions. And Brittany, as we head towards the final third of the year, summer nearing its final third, then we have the autumn, we have Thanksgiving, the holidays. You're a busy lady, huh?
We are over at the BID, certainly in downtown White Plains. It's a pleasure to be here with you, John, on this beautiful night.
Now, yeah, it's a pretty hot night here. We love the heat. We love the mosquitoes flying around. We love being here because it's all about the Kensico Dam Plaza and Valhalla's showing of Paddington 2 and movie night under the stars here in Valhalla. Now, Brittany, you are one of the sponsors, White Plains BID Business Improvement District. Give us a bit of the history of the BID in the city of White Plains.
Sure. So, John, we were founded in 1998 to provide additional services to the decor downtown of White Plains. What we do is everything we do, especially events, to provide economic, social, and cultural stimulation to that core downtown of White Plains. So, like you said, we are filled with downtown music this year. We have a free event, actually, this Tuesday. Kay Sloan and the Melodics is coming to the newly renovated White Plains Plaza, and right where the Walmart was. And she's a fabulous artist. And then every Thursday in the courtyard at City Center for the rest of the summer, we have free music. And this is quality stuff. Just because it's free doesn't mean that it's, you know, not good.
Hey, if it's free, it's for me.
That's right.
There
that's
you go.
Right.
So,
that's right.
How are you able over at the BID to attract all of these great artists to come and to get all the businesses in the downtown White Plains area to work together for the betterment of not just each business individually, but for the city of White Plains and every business overall?
You know, we have a fabulous producer who we work with, Doug Pinero, and he brings in these great acts long and hard, scouts out, travels to these shows to find out who's right. And in White Plains, we also are a great location. You know, we're a half an hour from the city on the train or driving. We've had people from our concerts come up from Queens. We have local Westchester, across the bridge,
you get Danbury,
in Rockland.
Greenwich, right all throughout
exactly.
The area.
You know, if people hear good music once, they want to come back again and again. So
give
it's
us a
nice
few of the events you
Thursday.
Have coming up in the fall now.
Sure, absolutely. We don't stop. So Jazz Fest is coming up in September. That's from September 12th to September 16th. And that's 11 different venues, 23 different performances. It's the sixth year, actually, that we've done this festival. And we partner with the City of White Plains and Arts Westchester on this grand event. So it culminates with a jazz and food festival on Mamaroneck Avenue. We actually shut down Mamaroneck Avenue between Main Street and Martine Avenue.
And what is the date for that?
That is Sunday, September 16th.
So that's going to be here soon.
You got to be there, John.
Now, how do you get a business there?
If a business
wants to be part of it, what do they do?
So we have a lot of interest to be there, but we have to be very selective because there's only so much room. You know, here at the dam, it's endless, and we're very lucky.
Year. Football, run eight games at once, got kids
exactly.
playing soccer, lacrosse, you name it.
Exactly.
And have a concert or two here tonight, too.
It's true.
Or a movie showing.
But when you're working on a public street, you know, you have to go through all the processes to close it down to traffic, and you're limited to the space that you have. So we have fabulous sponsors, Macy's, White Plains Hospital, Galleria, Ivy Realty, Cambria Hotel and Suites. So, you know, they get to be there. We will also have, because it's a jazz and food festival, showcase some of our selective food businesses. And with us on the Sunday, September 16th, is Alex Lounge, Buffalo Wild Wings, Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza, Hastings Tea and Coffee, and the Food Bank for Westchester will also be there.
Now, how about, I know you're looking ahead towards the holidays. I know you have a lot to do. You're extremely busy, yet the holidays are going to be upon us within a matter of weeks when you think about it. What's lined up for Thanksgiving and beyond right through the end of 2018?
Certainly. I mean, we have our Oktoberfest. It's actually the 10th anniversary
Oktoberfest.
Of Oktoberfest, Columbus
yeah?
Day weekend.
Wow. Oktoberfest on Columbus Day weekend?
Always.
It all works together, right?
Yeah,
and then
always.
We can do Pulaski Day that weekend, too,
that's
right?
That's right. Whatever you want.
All right, a little bratwurst, kielbasa,
yeah.
and spaghetti all mixed in.
We think of Thanksgiving as the start of shopping season, right, for holidays. And what we do, actually, is curate the vacant storefronts in White Plains with our Art and Vacant Spaces program. So look out for that. It'll be debuting right before Thanksgiving so that when you go and walk the streets to go to the mall or go to shop at the little boutiques downtown, you can see some beautiful art in the storefront. And then, of course, our New Year's Eve celebration on New Year's Eve. We've brought up to 20,000 people into downtown White Plains. It's a great alternative to not going down to Times Square. And so we hope that people come down for that and enjoy. It's always good to have more.
And by the way, all that joking around about bratwurst and kielbasa and spaghetti. See, I'm not that original. I was at a barbecue a couple of weeks ago, and we had a cold salad there of ziti with kielbasa. So I kind of stole the line or the idea from that. Brittany Brandwine is the director of events and business promotions at the White Plains Business Improvement District. For anybody who wants to get involved and be part of the White Plains business, from here on out forevermore, Brittany, what should one do?
Well, we're actually governed by a geographic location, so it's the core downtown of White Plains. Can't technically join, but there are certainly ways to get involved and, you know, sponsor an event, come down, leverage all the wonderful people, residents, visitors, employees who come down to these events. So you can contact us or visit WPBID.com. Again, it's WPBID.com.
Or email you direct, Brittany at WPBID.com. And the phone number is 914-328-5166, 914-328-5166. The fax, yeah, they have a fax, 914-328-5168, 914-328-5168. Those are the facts about the White Plains BID, the Business Improvement District. Brittany Brandwine, Director of Events and Business Promotions, we thank you, and we thank you for being part of Movie Night 2 Under the Stars here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla.
Thank you, John.
And thank you for being with us on Westchester Talk Radio. I'm John Marino. We are online at westchestertalkradio.com.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somer- Shores to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
John Marino back with you over in Valhalla at Kensico Dam Plaza for night number two, our second and final night of summer of 2018 with our Movie Nights Under the Stars presentations here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. Also sponsored by Entergy along with us here at Westchester Talk Radio. The great lawn here is filling up as they get ready to put up the screen for the showing of Paddington 2, the unveiling of those lovable bears. Paddington 2 tonight at 7 p.m. approximately here in Valhalla. Westchester Talk Radio produced by Sharka Creative. Made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale, Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and the Salem Golf Club in North Salem. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes or through the App Store at Westchester Talk, and you can log online, westchestertalkradio.com, and think about this, okay? Drop us a line. So you can qualify to win a foursome of golf at the Salem Golf Club. Find out how you can get your business card to us. 2018 season, Tuesday through Thursday, made possible by your friends at Shark Creative and Westchester Talk Radio, along with the Salem Golf Club. They are in North Salem. Again, download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. And sign up for our Office of the Week contest online at westchestertalkradio.com. Now we are joined by Raymond Hernandez. He is the district manager of Yogibo. That is Y-O-G-I-B-O. And I wonder, Ray Hernandez, what is Yogibo?
Thank you so much. Yogibo is actually a nice, a new modern take on beanbags. We've created a new...
Beanbags.
Beanbags.
So you can hit anybody with these things, right?
You could do anything you want. Yes, you could.
You got fun. Bring one here. Whack me.
You got to see the kids playing with them right now. They're jumping on them all over.
All right. Well, you know, you don't have to do that, kids, okay? Don't hit me, all right? Tell us more about Yogibo.
Well, what we do is we kind of create a family environment looking for... those basements that you need to furnish, the playrooms, single bedrooms. We do great work with college kids. Our stuff's allowed in the dorm rooms. We have an excellent back-to-school sale right now going on in our store. What we do is just...
Where is that store?
We're in the White Plains Mall right here in Westchester. So okay. Just get on to the Westchester on the Retail 3 next to Lego. We're right next to them. Great location, great energy. Come on in and have fun.
Right off 287.
Absolutely.
Right before you hit Harrison and White Plains High School.
You know it.
Off exit 8, Bloomingdale Road, right?
100%.
All right. Now, what was the genesis for the idea about Yogibo?
Well, the beginning started actually with our CEO trying to make something more comfortable for his pregnant wife.
And what's his name?
Our CEO's name, Al.
So something for his pregnant wife.
Yes.
And that's how this whole thing generated?
That's how it started for his wife.
How long ago?
We're talking about almost 9 years right now.
All right. So you're around for a decade, basically.
Only on the East Coast right now.
Only on the East Coast.
From Maine down to Jersey.
Where in Jersey are you?
The last part would be Garden State Plaza.
So you're right over here across the GWB.
Yes, we are.
Over on Route 17 where it meets Route 4.
You're really good.
I know Garden State very well.
Yes, you do. Yes.
When did Yogibo go there? Haven't been to Garden State since March, actually. I used to go there once a week at least.
Must have been there for just a few years now.
They're in the back, the new wing, right?
Probably in the
there
new
you go.
Yes, you
the new wing that opened about 2 years ago all the way in the back, 3 years ago now at Garden State
Absolutely.
Plaza. I remember when they expanded back there in 96, 97, and then they expanded again back there about 3 years ago further back. I think pretty soon they're going to have all of Rochelle Park, the Rochelle Park side over there. That mall is so big. It's incredibly big. It is. So Yogibo is over at Garden State Plaza and at the Westchester Mall.
The Westchester
mall.
Palace. States or all over the place, yes.
So you have a big showroom, I guess, both malls?
Absolutely.
Nice showroom?
Bigger size. Our new sofa came out. It's called the Moju. Gives you a little bit more tier elevation, flexibility. If you didn't want to do something as soft as a beanbag, we give you something more enhanced foam, something for the kids to grow up into, do homework with, a little bit more posture. That's what I use for my daughter in my house, and it's excellent.
Kind of like the difference between a soft pillow and a hard pillow, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Same
right.
idea,
yep,
right?
Absolutely.
All right, do you lounge on a Yogibo?
all the time. I do it for many different things. I mean, it's perfect for video gaming, movie night with my daughter. My daughter's three, so we do it a lot of the time. She'll be here in a couple hours to watch the movie tonight. Got to bring out your families. This is really exciting, really fun.
Are you going to bring out a Yogi Bowl for the two of you to lounge on?
Yeah, we're bringing one from home. I got plenty at home.
One from home?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can display the whole thing right here, too, right?
They're so lightweight that they're easy to pack into the car. They can fit into a car very easily. So it's very easy. And then as you come here, we have plenty of demos out so everyone could try them.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, if somebody took a look and said, hey, how can I get that tonight?
Oh, we have different deals. So tonight we're doing a special discount. Everything's 20% off for anyone that buys at the location. And we're also doing a raffle for email. So like if you leave us an email, we'll be sending a winner some special coupons over the email.
Raymond Hernandez, district manager of Yogi Bowl, located in White Plains at the Westchester Mall over Garden State Plaza 2 in Paramus, bordering on and into Rochelle Park, I guess now, too, because
absolutely,
that mall is so big. Raymond Hernandez, for anyone who'd like to get in touch with you and anybody over at Yogi Bowl to talk more or maybe to place an order, what should we do?
We have our tent right over located by the movie theater.
And that is here tonight at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla for movie night Under the Stars.
Under the Stars.
How about email and phone?
Email, you can always email our store at Yogi Bowl Westchester.
That's Y-O-G-I-B-O, right?
That's right. And then you can always call our store. Just quick look up and we're right there.
All right. How about 914-328-5166? No, that's for Brittany Brandwine over at the White Plains Bin, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I wrote your name on a heart card. There you go. All right, so we do a dual promo for Brittany and for Ray Hernandez over at Yogi Bowl in White Plains over at the mall, all right?
Absolutely.
And you don't know the phone number off the top of
your head. Yes, I do. It's 914-946-9644.
One more time.
Again, 914-946-9644.
One more time.
914-946-9644.
And that email again.
It's yogibowestchester.com.
Y-O-G-I-B-O westchester.com.
Yes.
Raymond Hernandez, our thanks to you here in Valhalla. Kensico Dam Plaza is the place. Movie Night Under the Stars 2. Paddington 2 coming up tonight here in Valhalla. I'm John Marino. We are Westchester Talk Radio, all one word, .com.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening to you. I'm John Marino. We are Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, our second and final for the summer of 2018. Movie night Under the Stars. Tonight we unveil the Paddington Bears movie number 2. Paddington 2, about 7 o'clock here. Now we are right about 6:15-ish or so. Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live, produced by Sharka Creative, made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson Oil. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk Radio. Westchester Talk. It is actually westchestertalkradio.com, but you can download through the App Store at Westchester Talk. And you can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Share. That's A-N-D-R-E-W. C. Share. A-N-D-R-E-W. The letter C and S-H. Oh, no, that's Shark. Oh, Andrew C. Shark. There you go. All right. Andrew C. Shark. All right. So follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. There you go. WestchesterTalkRadio.com. See, eventually we figure the whole thing out. We are joined now by Marianne Vitiello, the office manager of Boston Children's Health Physicians, Pediatrics of Sleepy Hollow, Until Every Child Is Well. That is their motto. That is their slogan. Marianne Vitiello, the office manager, Boston Children's Health Physicians. Where is is your office in Westchester? I know where it is. It's over on White Plains Road, 150 White Plains Road, Suite 101 in Tarrytown, correct?
That is where one of our offices is. The manager for that particular office is my colleague here, Donna Stone. She manages the Sleepy Hollow office. I manage the office at 19 Bradhurst over in Hawthorne.
In Hawthorne you are, okay. Tell us all about Boston Children's Health Physicians and how did Boston Children's wind up in Westchester?
Boston Children's has over 60 locations. We are in Westchester, Dutchess, Putnam, Connecticut, the Bronx, Long Island, Queens. We have multiple multi-specialty and primary care general pediatric offices.
What do you do?
I manage one of the largest offices at Boston Children's Health Physicians. We are a multi-specialty site. My particular office has pulmonary physicians, cardiologists, pediatric cardiologists. We have endocrinology and psychology in my particular office.
What does Boston Children's do overall? What's the mission?
The mission is until every child is well. We treat children, infants, adolescents, special needs children. We are a multi-purpose physician practice. We see all of the children. You will benefit yourselves with the best pediatricians around.
Medically, everything top to bottom you handle?
Top to bottom, every specialty and every multi-specialty you can think of. We are, Boston Children's is the best around.
How did you get involved?
How did I get involved? I have not been there very long. I was hired about 9 months ago. I came from New Jersey, managed a different orthopedic adult practice. So I did pediatrics many, many years ago. I love kids. This opportunity came up, and I love it. We have a great office. My staff is fabulous. Our doctors are top-notch. You get very, very, very good care.
Do you use interns, volunteers? For an intern, somebody wants to get into the medical field. This might be a good opportunity if you did.
We have students that will rotate through our office and shadow some of the doctors to get their knowledge up. Interns, we don't have interns in our particular office. No, we are all board certified pediatricians.
Now, on the website, I would assume there is all kinds of information if someone is considering utilizing Boston Children's about what you do and how to get involved, how to get your child involved.
Yes, you can contact our office. You can go online at www.bchphysicians.org. You can call our concierge line at 844-4-MD-BCHP, which is 1-844-463-2247, and you can be directed to any of the local offices. You give them your address, they'll tell you the local office in your area for general pediatrics. If you want specialties, they will point you in the right direction if you have a particular need for your child.
What is the number at your office in Tarrytown?
My office, and I'm in Bradhurst.
You're in Bradhurst. I'm in Hawthorne,
yes, it's
right?
914-593-8800 is the multi-specialty office, and Donna's office is in Sleepy
Hollow.
That's
Donna Stone in Tarrytown.
Donna Stone.
Sleepy Hollow, not Tarrytown.
She's in Sleepy Hollow,
Sleepy Hollow, even though her card says Tarrytown, she's in Sleepy Hollow, right? North Tarrytown, what used to be North Tarrytown, Sleepy Hollow. There
correct.
You go. 150 White Plains Road, Suite 101, Sleepy Hollow.
That is correct. All right. She's a general pediatric office.
Okay. And Donna, your number is 914-332-4141. Your fax, 914-332-0750 again. Donna's number, 914-332-4141 in Sleepy Hollow. The fax, 914-332-0750. That's Donna _ Stone at bchphysicians.org. Marianne Vidiello, office manager over Bradhurst Avenue in Hawthorne, Boston Children's Health Physicians, pediatrics of Sleepy Hollow, until every child is well. The Sleepy Hollow reference there again for Donna Stone. Marianne, our thanks to you. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Again, like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. We are WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woohoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
John Marino with you, Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla for tonight's the second of the summer of 2018. Movie night under the stars, our free screening tonight featuring the Paddington Bears. Paddington 2 is our movie, about 7 o'clock tonight. Also made possible by Entergy. We are produced by Sharka Creative and made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, also Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. Follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. And you got it all right here. We got the music of Gnarls Barkley in the background with Crazy. We are joined by Warren Rowe, the kitchen manager at Applebee's over in Hawthorne on Route 9A, northbound side of Route 9A, in the area of Captain Lawrence Brewery, all the same area there, Route 9A in Hawthorne. Warren Rowe, you're managing the kitchen over at Applebee's in Hawthorne. What's for dinner tonight?
Okay, thank you for having me here tonight with you.
And Applebee's one of the sponsors of
Yes, we are one of the sponsors, and that's why we are the number one neighborhood bar and grill.
Uh-huh.
We like to come out in the neighborhood to support the neighborhood because we get bulk of our business from the neighborhood. So tonight we're featuring the all-you-can-eat riblets and all-you-can-eat chicken tenders for $12.99. That's a special we have going on, so you can get endless amount of riblets, endless amount of chicken tenders and fries
all
night.
Make sure I don't come, okay? I'll eat you out of house and home. Do you ever run out of anything like that? Something that's all you can eat? You know, people want to stock up.
No, we always stock up well in advance so we don't run out. Because you don't want, when you have an item on special, to run out, because that's like a bad message you're sending out right there.
They say come hungry, right?
Yes,
and leave full, right?
There you go.
What else do you have on tap tonight and this weekend?
So, as you know, during the week we have our happy hour. Our happy hour starts at 4 p.m. until close during the week from Monday to Saturday, and on Sunday we have happy hour all day from you open at 11 a.m. until 10 p.m.
How do you make money like that?
I mean, we do, because you bring, when you have people have it happy with drinks, they'll eat food, so it goes hand in hand. So
and
you
plus volume too, right? Volume,
yes,
of customers.
Yes, it does.
Also
it does.
Too, right?
You know, after a long stressful day, most of the time you want to go out, hang out somewhere, and have a few drinks, and you know, grab something to eat on your way home,
and not go home.
Yeah, and it's right there, you know, right off the sawmill, so it's the easy access, you know. So it's right
all
there.
Right in the area, in the
right in the area.
Right? Now, where are you from originally?
I'm actually Jamaican.
That's what I thought. All right, do you put any little extra Jamaican specialties into the menu there?
Only when we get a chance to do like fundraising stuff in the community, I get a chance. My director gives me the green light to go ahead and do my own creative spin, because I worked in Jamaica as an executive chef for 17 years before I moved here.
So do you cook at all at Applebee's too?
I do cook at all. I love cooking. I have a passion for cooking, and I will never, ever give it up.
What Jamaican do you throw in? What do you do when you do that?
You know, our island is proud of his spices, or we love our spicy food and the colors in our foods. So always throwing a little bit of Caribbean spice in there. And
yellow banana peppers, right? Maybe some green chili.
Yeah, we call it the pepper we loved in Jamaica is called jalapeno.
Jalapeno
and habanero. Those two.
Habanero and jalapeno.
Yes.
You know, somebody of Mexican background might say those are ours.
Because remember, you know, Jamaicans are also
From the same general area, right?
From the same area.
There you go.
Because the first inhabitants in Jamaica was a group of people called the Taínos.
Right, Taínos. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I have some of those in
everybody's related
in
along the way, right? All like the same stuff, right? Yes, yes. I put jalapenos on my Subway meatball parmesan sandwiches, okay. And that's true. Along with Chipotle as well.
Yes.
My relatives up the block here in Pleasantville think I'm nuts, but it's all pleasant to me. Applebee's, Route 9A, Hawthorne, northbound side, Warren Rowe, kitchen manager. Applebee's, one of the sponsors of tonight's over at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, movie Night Under the Stars, second one this summer here. Westchester Talk Radio, tonight we unveil the movie Paddington 2. Warren Rowe, how, if I want to bring a whole group of people to sit down at Applebee's, make the place ours, how do we get in touch with you to do that? And we've done that before.
Yeah, yeah.
At your Applebee's.
Yes, we have the space. We have now it's really, really nice summer. We have an outside patio outside. A lot of our guests want to sit outside. So you just call us, make a reservation, and we secure an air for you. You can call us at 914-345-1555. It's very easy.
That number again, one more time.
914-345-1555.
And you can log on to Applebee's.com.
Yes.
Type in Hawthorne, New York.
Yes,
right?
You can.
Warren Rowe, kitchen manager, Applebee's, Hawthorne, Route 9A. Yes, Warren.
And we feature online ordering on Uber Eats and Grubhub, so you can stay at your home and order, and we'll bring it to you.
All in one shot.
All in one shot.
One-stop shopping or eating. Warren Rowe, we thank you. I'm John Marino. We are Westchester Talk Radio. Online, all one word, westchestertalkradio.com.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good evening, John Marino with you, Westchester Talk Radio, along with Entergy, putting together tonight's second of the summer of 2018, Movie Night Under the Stars, Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, unveiling the movie, the kids' favorite, Paddington 2. Those lovable Paddington Bears, and just a few right here. Now we are joined by another of tonight's sponsors here in Valhalla. They are the Child Care Council of Westchester, and they are over on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. The executive director at the Child Care Council of Westchester is Kathy Hallis. Kathy, thank you for joining us, and tell us all about Child Care of Westchester.
Oh, well, thank you. We are delighted to be here. Great evening. Looking forward to the movie. So we are a private not-for-profit. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary
50,
this year.
50?
50. Wow. Yes, I have not been there for the entire time, but 50.
How long have you been there?
15 years.
15.
Which is
That's
actually
a good chunk.
It is
third.
A good chunk.
Yeah.
It's a huge chunk. But we are eager to help parents find great child care and after-school solutions. We have a team of folks who are available to provide referrals to people, to answer people's questions, to give them tips, so when they're out there looking for programs for their family, they'll find the one that best meets their needs.
You use an interesting word, solutions. What might a solution be?
Well,
for an example.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
Okay, well, for example, we might get a call, and we get thousands of calls every year, but we might get a call from a parent who is relocating to Tuckahoe and needs to be at work in a couple of weeks, and they have a three-year-old, and they are unfamiliar with the area, and they don't even know where to look. So we would go over with them what the what the standards are for care. We would ask them a series of questions so that we can understand what it is they're really looking for. We would give them guidelines of questions that they can use when they go out and visit programs. We give them the list of programs. We're also available to talk to them again after they go out and visit. And in some cases, families who might be eligible for financial assistance, we can help them obtain that as well.
So you have a whole network of groups and organizations you can tap into.
We do.
Around the tri-state area.
Well, yes, and I should point out, too, that sometimes there are folks who might live in Westchester but work elsewhere, like in New Jersey, and they're looking for childcare programs in New Jersey. We are connected not only throughout New York State but also, you know, throughout the U.S. So we can hand people over to organizations like ours to help them in other communities.
How did you get involved?
Oh, well, I mean, me personally,
yeah.
I've always loved children. And once upon a time, I ran a Head Start program for kids who are homeless. And I saw then that if we can really provide young children with great experiences, safe experiences, learning experiences, they do better.
How bad is the homeless problem in this county now?
Well, you know,
I hate to use the word bad, but I see what's around,
sure.
And things seem to be heading in the wrong direction, not the right direction.
Well, you know, I'm a little bit, you know, removed from that at this point in time, but I would say that there is pressure probably throughout the country, and in particular in communities where the cost of housing is high, like it is here. You know, that makes it difficult for many folks, I think, to find the kind of housing that maybe they would like.
Mm-hmm. Or if you work for $8 an hour, 40 hours a week, you're not going to be able to live anywhere.
That's
except
true.
On the street.
But let me also point out that childcare, the cost of childcare, is often almost as big as a mortgage or rent payment. So the average cost to have a child in a licensed childcare center as a baby is almost $21,000 a year.
Wow. So that means the cost of making all ends meet, unless you're making a really good salary, it all equals up to pretty much impossible.
It's going to be tough. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Tough to do.
So that's why, you know, we really want people to call us because we can help, you know. We don't necessarily have, you know, magic answers for everybody. But we can, you know, as I said before, we can actually connect people to programs. We know which programs accept financial assistance. We know which programs may offer scholarships.
And you have the subsidy support services,
that's
too.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Tell
and,
us about
and we
that.
Offer services in English and Spanish. So we have somebody on site in our office, although she will also go out into the community to meet parents, you know, where they are, and she will actually help them complete the childcare subsidy application and make sure that when it's submitted, it has all the requisite pieces.
Kathy Hallis, the Executive Director, Child Care Council of Westchester, investing in our children's future. They're at 313 Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Their subsidy support services number is 914-761-3456, extension 144. Again, 914-761-3456, extension 144. Email Melanie S., all one word, S, M-E-L-A-N-I-E-S, at cccwny.org. Kathy Hallis, Executive Director, Child Care Council of Westchester, we thank you.
Thank you.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
John Marino, Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Valhalla, Kensico Dam Plaza. Tonight it is presented by Energy, as they also present Westchester Talk Radio at the Indian Point Energy Center. Our movie night under the stars, and we are featuring Paddington 2, those lovable bears for the kids and adults too in moments right here. We are joined by Deputy County Executive, County of Westchester, Ken Jenkins, the man who rose through the streets of the Bronx and Yonkers to take over the second highest position now in the County of Westchester, right under our new County Executive, George Latimer. Latimer. Ken, great to have you with us. I thank you a couple of years later for all of your contributions to our former morning show on WBOX Radio in New Rochelle. I'd wake you up every Tuesday or Thursday morning, whatever it
was.
Yeah, Thursday morning, right? The wife would say, Marino, get him on. Okay, let's go. Get him on the phone and off, all in one shot.
Well,
and
thank you,
come
John.
Back to the family. Ken, you're part of the Westchester family, have been for a long time. Tell us how the county works to put together this movie night under the stars.
Well, you know something? It is absolutely a combination, certainly between our nationally accredited park system, Commissioner Kathy O'Connor, and all the folks here at Kensico Dam that do a great job of keeping all of our parks in the outstanding system for all of the people of Westchester, keeping them in shape. But it happens because of the partnership, certainly between our friends here at Westchester Talk Radio, Shark Creative, and we always make sure to tell people it's Shark with a C. And our friends at Entergy and all the folks that are sponsoring tonight. I mean, this is a great venue for people to come out, sit around, look at a great movie today. It's Paddington 2. Again, the fact that Westchester County participates and invests in our park system, it's the jewel of Westchester County. It's award-winning. And whether it's Playland on the Sound, or whether it's here at Kensico right in the middle, or whether it's any of the parks that we have that make great, great opportunities and memories for people in Westchester County. So we're really happy to be a part of that and making sure that that happens and making sure that people get to see their parks that they're paying for.
Now you have Neil and Kevin over at Parks who make it happen as well,
Absolutely.
Too. And our good friend Joe Stout over at the Westchester Parks Foundation
And we have to give a shameless plug because the people don't realize how many things happen because of the Parks Foundation headed up by former commissioner and now the executive director of the Parks Foundation and where there are
Joe Stout.
Joe Stout has done a fantastic job and continue to do that. Joanne Fernandez is the president of the foundation of the Parks Group, Friends of the Parks. They do things like make sure there's Bicycle Sunday, right? And they make sure that those things are there and available. And combined, without our partners, just like tonight couldn't happen, we couldn't make some of those things happen. And whether it's Friends of Muskoot and all of the parks that we have, that we make sure to have that investment in a public-private partnership. And again, the Parks Foundation, we wouldn't be able to do it without them. And again, the Parks Board, we have another volunteer Parks Board, people giving their time and energy to make sure the people of Westchester get to enjoy.
Think back 30 years, the Bronx River Parkway, yep. Bicycle Sundays. Now, what do you have all across New York City around the area? Bicycle lanes. This is true. I walked downstairs from my house on Middletown Road in the Bronx in Pelham Bay this morning.
Okay.
In front of my house and along the whole block. Now, both sides, brand new bicycle lanes inscripted in last night. Thanks to Bicycle Sundays, when you think about it, 30 years ago,
Absolutely.
Here in Westchester.
And now that they have the dockless bikes in the Bronx, certainly the borough president, Ruben Diaz, actually utilizes our bike trails when we went down to Miller,
right? Yeah.
And he comes up here. He's been known to be up here in Kensico Dam riding his bike because he's a in-shape, avid person, unlike me. And certainly, and John, certainly for me in the Bronx and doing things on Middleton Road and Pilgrim Avenue.
Yes, Bill. Where I used to hang out on the corner there.
I went to Our Savior Lutheran Nursery School, Middletown Road and Pilgrim Avenue. So, again, when we see all the things happening, it's good, healthy opportunities for people to be out and about in the environment, but taking their bikes and riding it here. You can ride right straight down to the Bronx. We can't get over to Middletown Road right from here, but we're working on that with our friends on the Sound Shore, and we'll definitely make that happen.
Yeah, Pilgrim Avenue, I still have lots of family on that block there.
Okay.
Wait a second. You were the guy that beat me for that 50-yard touchdown pass down the block a few years back, right?
I was in nursery school, but a little bit older.
That's all that matters. Touchdown Jenkins, and it got rung up against Marino. There you go.
Marino,
Ken
thank
Jenkins,
you so much.
Deputy County Executive here in Westchester, and a true friend of Westchester Parks, Ken Jenkins. Our thanks to you.
Thank
Regards
you.
To the County Executive, Georgia Latimer, when you see him.
Yes, sir. Thank you so
He's
much.
He's on vacation, right?
He's enjoying his last day of vacation now. So, again, it's really great.
He's back tomorrow. Ken Jenkins, Deputy County Executive Hour. Thanks to you. Say hi to the family for me. Westchester Saint Talk Jesus. Radio, Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. Paddington 2 coming up here at Movie Night Under the Stars. I'm John Marino. We are Westchester Talk Radio, all one word, .com.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
John Marino, Westchester Talk Radio, movie night under the stars. Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. Here we are, and we thank our executive producer, Andrew Castellano, and producer engineer, Matt Kahan, along with our Westchester Talk Radio booth boss, the lady running our booth tonight, Danielle Natoli. And we are produced by Sharka Creative, made possible by also Movie Night Under the Stars, made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center. Westchester Talk Radio, also made possible by Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson Oil. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. And we are joined now by Brandon Ferrante. He is a counselor with the Breezemont Day Camp in Armonk, and it's got to be a busy summer for you, Brandon.
Oh, definitely, John. Thanks for having me here. How are you?
All right, good. And I know Breezemont Day Camp is a major sponsor here of our movie night Under the Stars. Tell us all about Breezemont Day Camp. What do you do there specifically as a counselor?
I'm a counselor at Breezemont Day Camp. We're in Armonk, New York. So we pride ourselves in having an overnight camp style of appearance at the camp, while also maintaining a very like creative and robust, you could say, schedule throughout the day for the campers.
Do you camp in the woods at night?
We have wilderness at the camp where the kids can enjoy campfires. They learn about knot tying and fishing and camping, setting up tents, all sorts of stuff like that.
What about marshmallow grilling?
Oh, you bet. Just last night, actually, we had our campfire. It was only the third of the year. We try and do them weekly, but we were plagued by rain this year. But we did have them last night. My fellow counselors were out there roasting s'mores, and that's the best you can get.
Now, you're too young to remember this. You could probably Google this. We used to have, when I was a kid, a commercial, I guess, for the Girl Scouts. It was something along the lines of, sing around the campfire, join the campfire girls, and they'd roast marshmallows. So it's the same kind of idea, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So now, how did you get involved? How did you personally get involved as a counselor at Breezemont?
Well, I always loved working with kids. I was a counselor at my old camp where I went for just a few years.
And which camp was that?
That was Ann and Andy's camp in Elmsford, New York.
I remember Ann and Andy's.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went there for 2 or 3 years when my mom went back to work. And then I CIT'd there and worked as a counselor 1 year. And I loved working with kids. And after moving past that job, I wanted to keep working. And after looking around, I ended up finding Breezemont through a neighbor. Her mom worked there, and she was planning on working there. So I went in for an interview with our owner, Gordon Josie, and I got the job.
Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up right here in Valhalla.
In Valhalla. Mm-hmm. Did you go
Still
to Valhalla High?
Yep.
You were a Viking
this year.
Oh, yeah. So you're at Valhalla High School now.
That is correct.
All right. So you're a Viking. Do you play any sports there?
I do. I run track, and I used to play baseball.
You played baseball there. So you've been over at the Laux games at White Plains
Indeed.
High.
Indeed.
All right, so you know Amy, I guess, right?
Sure.
One of the track coaches there was on the Laux committee. Yeah, over at White Plains mm-hmm. High School, too. See, small world, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Do you get any of your Valhalla High School friends involved in being a camp counselor or talk to them about that? You know, I got a great idea for summer. I think you're just the guy to join me to work with kids.
I'd say I would love to do that, but I think I really was the victim of that this year in a great way, because my friend Emily was the one who recruited me to come work, and my sister as well.
And your sister is? I met her before.
Miranda Ferrante.
Miranda, right?
Yes,
and
we're
what
twins.
And does she go to your twins?
Yes.
She's a senior at Valhalla
this
year, too. In just a few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who gets more involved with the kids, you or her, or do you kind of, does she branch off into a different area, more administrative?
Well, I would love to say that I am the better one, but of course, we do have a similar position. She works with a girls group in upper camp, which is the middle age kids, and I work in varsity camp with boys, which are 10 and 11 year olds. So we do the same type of job, just with different genders and, of course, different age kids.
Mm-hmm. Do you see kids become more outgoing as the summer moves along?
Of course, that's the complete goal of me as a counselor and as of Breezemont as a whole, is to improve their creativity, make them more confident, open up new doors to new different activities that they've never tried before, and just make them better people overall.
Now, to get in touch with Breezemont Day Camp, how can we do that?
So your best bet is to visit us online at breezemontdaycamp.com, or come in. We'll give you a tour. You can ask some questions at 62 Cox Avenue in Armonk, New York. Or you can email info@breezemont.com, and make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
That's Breezemont Day Camp. Breezemont. What's the phone number?
That's 914-367-1936.
Say it one more
914-367-1936.
Brandon Ferrante, counselor, Breezemont Day Camp in Armonk. We thank you. Enjoy the rest of your summer, Brandon. And thanks for all you do at Breezemont, too. You have a special job.
Thank you, John. Have
all
a good
right,
night.
Great to have you with us. And see you out there somewhere on the track, or maybe even on the football field of this fall with the Vikings, too, right?
Oh,
you'd
yeah.
make a good situation, your size, good situational third down back.
We're going to need
out
it.
Out of the backfield, right? They've always, they have a pretty good team every year, right?
Yeah.
Valhalla, the Vikings, I've seen them. Know the head coach there, Coach Boyer, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, Steve Boyer. Yeah, he makes the rounds. Yeah, great guy. Also an assistant baseball coach over at Scarsdale.
Yep.
He is, too. That's it. All right, Brandon Ferrante over at Breezemont Day Camp, counselor in Armonk. I'm John Marino. We are Westchester Talk Radio, Movie Night Under the Stars. Paddington 2 coming up here in Valhalla at Kensico Dam Plaza. Look for us online, Westchester Talk Radio, all one word, westchestertalkradio.com.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
John Marino, back with you, Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Valhalla, Kensico Dam Plaza. And we have tonight our Movie Night Under the Stars, also brought to you by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center. We are showcasing, unveiling those lovable bears, the movie Paddington 2, in moments right here in Valhalla. Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, the White Plains, YMCA, also Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Michael Labriola, Inc., along with the Salem Golf Club in North Salem. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. That is Shark with a C instead of a K at the end. We are joined now by Westchester Commissioner of Parks, Recreation, and Conservation, Kathleen O'Connor. Kathleen O'Connor, thank you for joining us tonight. And I know this is a big collaborative venture, the Movie Nights Under the Stars here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. The county has had this running now for a number of years.
Absolutely, John, and thank you for having me here. Yes, and we'd like to thank Shark Entertainment for doing this, but also Entergy is the force behind getting this off the ground. This is, I was trying to figure out, I think it's our 15th year. of doing this event here at Kensico.
So that's a real long time. This is a real community staple now.
It sure is, and we love it because it really is a wonderful example of family fun, and it's free. And right here at our Central Park, Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, and the crowd is pouring in. The weather, thank God, is holding.
Yeah.
And we're ready to go.
This is the Central Park of Westchester, as you say, and you do so much more here during the summer. One big feature, the ethnic nights.
We sure do. We've had a ethnic festival here almost every Sunday since the end of April. On Sunday this weekend, actually, the Ecuadorian festival happens to be up at Croton Point Park. So this is one of the few weekends that we don't have something here. But it has become such a staple in a lot of people's summer schedule, and we're very excited about it. The park has been taken care of by Dominic Angemi, and he's done a wonderful job. The grass is green, the flowers are growing, but we have the dam, and the dam is just a beautiful monument that nobody else can compete with.
Now, I think on the 19th of August, Sunday the 19th, we have the Jewish festival here, correct?
Yes, you're right. It's one of the last ones, and hoping, of course, for good weather. What we also love here is our 9/11 memorial, which was a brilliant idea, not by me, of putting it here because it's so easily accessible, and because it's away from the center of the plaza, it's an aura of reflection. You can sit, you don't hear everything else going on, and the sun literally sets right behind these sculptures, so it's beautiful.
Whose idea was that?
I believe it was Andy Spano, to be honest with you. When he was county executive. It was probably collaborative. Obviously, once they picked the architect, then they started looking at sites. I believe it was Andy.
Mm-hmm. He left a great legacy with this county, as has Rob Astorino.
Absolutely. And when we do the 9/11 the memorial celebration that we do, over the past 8 years, we turned it into an evening, a candlelight celebration. It begins at 7 o'clock on the day of September 11th, and it is probably one of the most beautiful, heartfelt. It's only about 40 minutes long, but it encompasses some of the people that are still have family that are alive, that lost people in 9/11. And also we bring in other communities and the public. It's packed. We have thousands and thousands of people that come here. And it for such a sad event, it truly is a beautiful memorial.
Now, the new county executive, Georgia Latimer, has been in office since January. I know George for 30 years. I know how committed to parks he is.
Yes, he is. He's a true friend of the parks, as well as the deputy county executive, Ken Jenkins. So
who we had on a few minutes ago.
Absolutely. And so we're very excited because they also know the county. They know the parks. I mean, they know a lot of things, but they know the park system. When I talk to them about various facilities, they know where they are. They understand what I'm talking about. And they are true supporters. As you know, George lives right next to Playland. So he's got his eyes on that iconic facility that we own, too.
Now, we are wrapping up here in about a minute. Tell us before you go about what's going on here during the holidays.
Sure. We'd certainly like to give a super shout out to the Westchester Parks Foundation, who works very strongly with us. They're a wonderful partner, and we're doing the Winter Wonderland again here, bigger and better than ever. We open Friday, November 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving, and we run straight through to New Year's Eve. So please come, bring your family. There's food, there's entertainment, there's ice skating, there's Santa, of course, and there is a circus that runs throughout each evening. So please come on down. That's Westchester County Parks Foundation sponsors the event, and the County Parks Department puts it on.
What's the parks website for the county?
Westchester Parks. com.
Gotcha. Westchester Commissioner of Parks, Recreation, and Conservation, Kathleen O'Connor, we thank you for joining us on Westchester Talk Radio. Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, movie night under the stars, Paddington 2 coming up. I'm John Marino. We are WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Shark Creative. you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.